Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there. Welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. If you haven't had a chance to do so, chances are you have a podcast app on the device you're listening to this on, especially if it's a mobile device. I want to encourage you to consider searching this out on that app and clicking the subscribe button. Every podcast I listen to, and I listen to a ton of them, I listen to the ones that I subscribe to. What it means is it automatically shows up on your device every single time a new episode is available. And I'd love for you to do that so that you have a catalog of encouragement that you can use at any time. Well, one of my friends posted recently a happy birthday for a mutual friend of ours, and they said that he's like a brother from another mother. And chances are you have friends like that. You've got people in your life that you care about so deeply. Well, one of the things that's happened over the last year and even the decades is it seems like we have devalued in some ways the importance of having a spiritual family around us. The reminder is this, that if you follow Jesus, you don't just think about your immediate family. Obviously, your immediate family is important, but part of being a follower of Jesus means that you're part of his family as well. You have a spiritual family, and your spiritual family is made up of brothers and sisters that are also followers of Jesus. In other words, you've got a brother, you've got a sister from another mother. You may not have the same biological parents, but man, you have the same spiritual parent. Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 15, he says, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." And so it reminds us that if you know Jesus, if he lives inside of you, we're related. Now, I don't know if that scares you or not, but we are related. And God's grace through Jesus binds us together as a spiritual family. There's a phrase that you've probably heard, that blood is thicker than water. And I think that's true. But even thicker than that is the grace that God gives us to love one another well. I love what Paul said to Timothy. This is such practical advice, yet we don't often practice it very well. But in 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 and 2, he says, "Do not rebuke an older man in the church," is the context. "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but instead exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity." Man, there's so much there, but it reminds us that God wants us to see other people in the body of Christ as spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers, spiritual brothers, spiritual sisters. Now, one of the things that we know about Jesus is that he had a biological family. He grew up with brothers and sisters. In fact, he had four half-brothers and at least two half-sisters. They were Mary and Joseph's other children. They show up many times in Scripture, watching Jesus do his work, watching Jesus perform miracles, trying to talk him sometimes out of doing certain things. One of Jesus' half-brothers, James, actually wrote the book of James in the Bible. But as Jesus was dying on the cross, he didn't say to his half-brothers or half-sisters, "Hey, take care of my mother Mary." Instead, he asked his brother from another mother, he asked John, his beloved disciple, to take care of her. Why? John 7, verse 5 says that none of Jesus' siblings had yet become believers. They were among the many people who didn't truly recognize Jesus as the Son of God until after the resurrection. It wasn't until later in the life of James that he became one of the leaders of the early church. And so Jesus asked John, the disciple, because he's already a mature believer. He was part of the spiritual family. And so that close tie, thicker than blood, was the grace of God that connected them. And so my encouragement really is this, as you think about today and you think about your involvement in the body of Christ, God has designed this family of faith to be the same way in your life, in my life. You can have closer bonds with fellow believers than you might even have with people that you know biologically that you're part of that family. And those close bonds ought to lead you to take care of that spiritual family just like you'd take care of your biological family. Galatians 6, verse 10 says, "Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. And so I want to encourage you today. I don't know where this hits you, but I know there's a lot of people that act like spiritual nomads. They disconnect from the body. And if there's ever a time that you need the body and the body needs you, it is right now. And so I want to encourage you today, pay special attention to fellow believers that are part of your spiritual family. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.